Hello, folks. This is Naomi Bat-Anna, CJEW News, reporting to you live from the outskirts of Jerusalem on the Sunday before the Feast of the Passover. It's a beautiful sunny day here outside the big city, not cloud in the sky, and I'm covering an amazing event that's happening right here. I have to tell you folks at home, I'm seeing something that I never thought I'd see. People are gathered here in droves, anticipating the arrival of the rabbi that everyone's talking about lately. Yes, that's right. Yeshua ben Joseph, that carpenter's son from Nazareth, is apparently on his way to Jerusalem as I speak. And folks, I gotta tell you, the crowd here is going wild. You can see from the shots from our cameraman that we have thousands of people lining the streets. Now, for those of you who live in the hills and the desert and don't get the news every day, let me recap for you what's happening here. Only a few years ago, this rabbi burst on the scene. People have been telling stories about him that you wouldn't believe. You remember that prophet who was making the news for a while, not that long ago? That fella John, who went around baptizing people and spouting off about another who was coming who was even more important than he was? Well, this Yeshua, whom some call Jesus, is supposedly his cousin. And you remember the fuss made over John, don't you? Well, seems like John just didn't know when to leave well enough alone. He finally opened his mouth one time too many, and Herod solved that little problem by having John killed. Seems like that hasn't stopped this alleged cousin at all, though. Rabbi Yeshua, Jesus, seems to be following in John's footsteps, stirring up trouble all around. And we Jews are glad that he is. Look at that. More people are pouring in from all around. Even for the Passover week, this is more people than Jerusalem has seen in a long time. Families have brought their children, their old folks. They're setting up lawn chairs and staking out the best spots to view the arrival of this man, whom so many of us Jews are hoping will be our new king. I've never seen the man myself, but I can just imagine what he's going to look like. Probably like King David, handsome and regal looking, maybe riding a beautiful big horse. He's probably going to come into town all dressed in fine robes, probably going to have some soldiers or even an army with him that can take on the Romans and finally free us from Caesar. I tell you, I can hardly wait myself to see him. Yes, we've been hearing a lot about this Jesus. They say that people have heard God talking to him directly and that some of his followers have even seen Moses and Elijah with him. They say the man can do miracles. He changed water into wine, they say, and healed lepers and people with unclean spirits. They even say he can make blind people see and can make the lame walk again. Folks, I've even heard the most amazing thing imaginable. They say he raised a friend of his from the dead. Now, I'm not sure I really believe that, but if he did, then I think he could be in more trouble than his cousin John. But it seems as if the Lord really is with him. Rumors around the governor's palace indicate that the authorities tried to arrest him twice, and each time he got away. People, finally we have what looks like a real king come to set us free. I'm just going to mingle with the crowd a little bit, see if I can get some reaction for the people on the street about this fella Jesus. Here's one woman. Ma'am, can you tell me what you think about this Jesus, who's supposed to be on his way to being our new king? Oh, well, yes, I can understand you don't want to be heard on the microphone. Pilate's spies are all around. You can just tell me quietly. Yes, I agree. It's the most wonderful news we can imagine. We Jews have waited so long to be set free from oppression. And your children look so excited. I see they've gathered up some branches to wave, as so many other people have done. Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. We want to show this Yeshua how much we've been looking forward to this and how long we've been waiting for a Messiah. Oh, look, here's a couple who look like they've been here for a while. They've got their lawn chairs and snacks and front row seats. Can you tell me, people, are you a little bit worried about Herod and Pilate and the temple authorities seeing you out here like this? You know this Jesus has been making them awfully nervous with all the power he has. Oh, sure, I'll ask the cameraman to turn the camera away from your faces. No problem. So what do you think of this Jesus? Do you think he's going to set us free the way we've been hoping? What's that? Oh, Yes, I understand. You don't want your voices recorded either. You folks out there, this couple has said it's about time we Jews had a king again. You know, I think our new Messiah must be getting closer. I can see way down the road a lot of dust is being kicked up. Looks like a bunch of people are on their way. I have to tell you folks, I'm getting goosebumps here. Can it possibly be true that we're finally going to have a leader? A king who'll stand up for us to Caesar? Baruch Hashem, praise the holy name if that's the case. It's been so long, and people are so tired. Oh, folks, children are running down the road now to greet the triumphant king. They're waving their palm branches and spruce branches, and I have to tell you, the kids aren't the only ones who are excited. Their energy is contagious. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never seen this sort of excitement before from our people. Even the adults, even the old people are on their feet now. They're cheering, they're shouting, and my goodness, I'm not sure you can even hear me clearly over all that noise. Okay, I can see them coming now. They're getting closer, only about half a kilometer away now. The dust is billowing up around them, so I can't see Jesus clearly just yet, but this is definitely the man we've been waiting for. What a mob scene. I can see people laying branches on the dirt in front of him, waving, cheering his arrival. What a wonderful Passover week experience. People will be able to tell their children and grandchildren for generations to come about this day. Well, something seems a little odd. The procession is getting closer and everyone's still cheering just as loudly, but this is kind of strange. Ladies and gentlemen, this is surely the Jesus we've been waiting for, but something's not right. He's not riding a horse, and he's not even dressed like a soldier, much less a king. People, this Jesus of Nazareth is riding a donkey. He's riding a donkey, and he's just wearing regular clothes. And you know, the folks are going wild about him. It seems like they don't even notice the colt or the clothes. He's smiling. He's smiling at the children. He's talking with the people walking alongside of him. He's getting closer, closer. I have to tell you people that it even seems like he's smiling right at me. And there he goes. He's gone past and is making his way into the city now. Funny. For a minute there, the sound of the people cheering sounded like an angry mob shouting. And the sound of all those people walking beside Jesus, it sounded like soldiers. Soldiers marching. I guess I've been standing in the sun for too long. Occupational hazard for us newscasters, you know. Oh, funny about that, too. For a moment, it seemed that the sun had dimmed, but there's not a cloud in the sky. Well, folks, this has been Naomi Bat-Anna reporting for CJEW News on Channel 1. We'll have more on this story as it unfolds.